Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of NCBA. We're talking about that new infrastructure law in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, beef exports so important to our cattle producer.
Absolutely. Exports provide U.S. beef farmers and ranchers opportunities to maximize carcass values by marketing beef cuts such as tongues, livers, and short plate that are less popular among American consumers but often fetch top dollar in international markets. Additionally, when we invest the U.S. Meat Export Federation, our checkoff dollars are matched up to 3 and 4 times through government and industry resources. In 2021, the Oklahoma Beef Council invested in retail and food service promotions in Japan and South Korea, helping to drive 1.45 million pounds of U.S. beef sales. Additionally, Oklahoma dollars help fund educational efforts raising awareness of high-quality U.S. beef in China and Africa. As we move into 2022, we will continue our efforts to grow U.S. beef sales with Oklahoma Beef Checkoff investments.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. He is the Vice President for Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Ethan Lane says that the recently passed infrastructure law is generally supported by the cattle industry. He says there's a lot of elements within this measure that we've been working on for a very long time.
Well, first and foremost, the back-end 150-air-mile exemption on livestock hauls. That's a big win. That took a lot of work. Allison Rivera in my office has been working tirelessly on that, as have lobbyists from this coalition of groups that have been put together for a long time working on this issue. LMA worked hard on that, Farm Bureau, others. I mean, this has been a group effort to get this thing across the finish line. We were really proud to take a leadership role in that. This is the right place for it in this infrastructure bill. You know, this has become kind of a political football up on Capitol Hill. We're hearing about Republicans, you know, sort of villainizing the 13 moderate Republicans that voted for passage of that bill. The fact is, hate to break it to everybody, this is a lot of the same language that we were working on in the Trump administration too. It just was. And in the Obama administration before that. Infrastructure is one of those things that has traditionally been pretty bipartisan. This is long overdue stuff. Rural broadband, there isn't a producer in the country that can tell me we don't need work on rural broadband. We need road improvements. We need to make sure our bridges and highway system is working properly. Tunnels, we need to be able to get our cattle safely to where they need to go. We need to be able to use that 150 air mile exemption on roads that work and bridges that work and have a network that's operating for us. This money will do that. This is not something that happens every year. The fact that it was tied to this Build Back Better plan and this kind of social spending mess that we're seeing really didn't do it a service. So, it's going to be, I think, good now, positive to have decoupled those things, pass the infrastructure bill, and now make this other package stand on its own.
Now, as for Build Back Better and tax increases, right now, the things that could hurt the cattle industry the most are not in there.
That's been a top priority for us this year, is keeping us out of the crosshairs and the pay-fors for this big aspirational package. The latest drafts we've seen do that. There's no changes to stepped-up basis in this package. There's no acceleration of that death tax exemption rate that we secured in 2017 in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Stays at $11 million for the duration of that 10-year period. There's no substantial increases in capital gains. You know, they were debating 40% plus at some points. That's not in the current discussion. So we're pretty pleased with the lack of targets aimed at the cattle industry in this bill and agriculture in general. That being said, this thing is just about as fluid as it gets. Every time you look at this thing, something's been added, something's been pulled out, some members thrown a wreck. They're trying to keep this big, unwieldy Democratic caucus together, and they're trying to do this bill with no Republicans, right? That's a bad way to do business, period. But you're seeing that play out. So we're not letting our guard down. We're encouraging producers and state affiliates around the country not to let their guard down either. We need to keep our foot on the gas here. We need to make sure we stay out of this bill.
Area of trade. Obviously a different attitude in the new USTR, the Biden USTR, compared to what we had.
Yeah, a different attitude, but boy, you can't hate the numbers. I mean, when you start to look at markets like China, which was no market at all a couple years ago, we're over $1 billion into China this year. I mean, that is now one of our top markets. I mean, that happened seemingly overnight, up 700% plus just in this year. South Korea and Japan, incredibly strong markets. We're doing well overseas. I mean, this is a real success story for this industry. And I think the administration understands that. They do have a different approach on trade. And we're going to continue to engage with them on that. You know, I reached out last week. We sent a letter to Secretary Vilsack on the other side of that equation, you know, asking for them to suspend access for Brazil into the United States based on their failure to meet those standards that are so important in making sure we have, you know, animal disease control here in the United States. That's an important part of this conversation. We've got to stick to science on these things because dealing with countries like China, they have a long tradition of keeping people like us out of their markets using non-science-based trade barriers.
Right.
We don't want to go down that road. We got to make sure that when we make a request like that, we're based in fact, we're based in science, and that we're playing according to the international rules.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's The One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.